This is episode number 2391 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Kylie Jenner may once have been the sister to Lalo. That's been a while.
Yeah.
But now it seems she's back and better than ever.
No, she was the one that was like a billionaire, but then she wasn't.
Right.
Kylie?
Yeah. Right.
But we like Kendall.
The lip plumper.
Lip plumper, but we like Kendall. She's the most down-to-earth of the sisters, right?
Is she? I guess.
Yeah, no, she's cool.
Oh.
Kendall's
right,
cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Nearly a year after giving birth to her second child, Kylie opened up about how she battles the fierce criticism that she and her family face on a daily basis.
Oh, man, you know what? And, you know, they do. I mean, I'm not going to dispute that.
Mostly from
people like us, but anyway.
First, she says she doesn't read the comments anymore, which is probably
a smart
thing for anyone.
Yeah.
And she doesn't allow them into her life. And Kylie says that her favorite family member at the moment is Kim.
Ooh.
At the moment.
I could see that because Kim's probably a little low-key right now. We haven't heard much from her. I mean, she took a couple of selfies, big deal. She's always doing that. But, I mean, we haven't really heard much from her since the split.
Well, we did, you know? During her and the Pete.
Yeah, but, I mean, moments. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, after Pete.
Oh, that split.
She's been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, law school kids.
Law school kids. Yeah, law school is
going to be
really
so,
podcast. Yeah.
So she says the sister she's vibing with the least right now.
Oh?
Is, take a guess.
Kendall, the one we like.
Yeah, Kendall. Without a doubt, Kendall, she said.
Wow, why?
Because she has the least in common with her.
Oh, well, okay, I see that. She has the least in common with any of them because she's the normal one.
That's true.
She's the one that seems normal.
That's true.
I mean, am I wrong in that? I saw her on Property Brothers, whatever that was, last year. They did that thing. And Kendall was the only one that rolled up her sleeves and came out to work. She did not come out with her hair extensions on. She did not come out full makeup, full dress, the whole bit. She came to work.
Full ass.
Yeah. Didn't she get on a bobcat and chew up a...
Hey, so she's the one with a normal body. I mean, well, for a model, but
she is a model though, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But she doesn't have ass implants. You know, she's not implanted all over the place.
Okay, all right.
So when you do say she's the more natural, you are true.
I am right.
You are right.
Am I right?
Less fillers than the rest of the Kardashians.
That's right. There you go. And she talks normal. She's not always doing this. She just talks like a normal human being. I know way too much about these guys. I know.
That's all for me. I mean,
oh, you're done. That was it?
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, I'm leaving room for you to keep
on. Okay, well, I'm done then. That's it.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
because it seems like you have a lot to say about
the normal one.
Kendall.
If there is such a thing.
Emily, I don't remember how to say her last name. I know we had this whole tutorial.
Radakovsky.
Radakovsky?
Yeah, it's Kofsky.
Radakovsky.
Yeah, Radakovsky.
Are you sure?
I'm positive because I had the pronunciation guide.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you were conducting the tutorial. So.
I was. I had the tutorial.
She is sparking, and here she is in the news again.
She's in the news.
Her and her great rack.
Oh.
She is sparking fans' memory. She took to TikTok on Tuesday to remind fans that she appeared on 2 episodes of iCarly when she was a teen.
Oh, my.
Did y'all know I was Tasha on iCarly?
What's the deal with her? I mean, come on. She's not getting any work, okay? I don't think she's getting any work, really, to speak of. So now she's got to come up with... Every day she's trying to put herself back out there.
And
we see stories about her.
Work at some point.
One day, you're saying my name wrong. So here's how... So there's a story. Here's another story. Did you know I was on iCarly? For 2 whole episodes. Wow.
2 episodes.
How many episodes of iCarly are there? 400? Hey, yay, yay.
She said she was 16 or 17, and she took 2 weeks off school to shoot 2 episodes.
Oh, my.
She met Jeanette McCurdy and her mom. So she posted a video of one of the scenes that she was in with Jeanette. And with that, Teenage Emily appears and annoyedly asks Gibby, "How long are you going to keep me waiting?" So after Gibby assures Tasha that Sam is just a friend, Tasha storms off only saying,
Oh my God.
Proud to be Tasha forever.
Forever. 6 seasons. I just looked it up. iCarly was on for 6 seasons. I'm trying to do the math, but it's over 100 episodes. So those two episodes were so special. So special, Emily.
It's so special that you're the one who had to bring it up all this.
Like anybody cares. I wonder. I mean, is she doing anything? Is there anything coming up? I was going to look at her IMDb, but I can't remember how to spell her damn name. I think actually that, Radakovsky. Here, in her Wikipedia, it says she appeared in 2 episodes of the Nickelodeon series iCarly. That is her claim to fame.
I think her claim to fame in Blurred Lines was her rack.
That's exactly it. We're going to look at her IMDb next.
Huh? That's it.
And her and Pete Davidson hanging out for a little while, right? Was that it?
I think so, yeah.
They hung out together a little bit. Anyway, all right, with our apologies to Pete Davidson and Halle Berry. And we're not apologizing for Emily Radakovsky.
No need.
Oh, maybe you should apologize for iCarly. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.